No, the week leading up, and you know, the people ringing in, and all we got on the phone in is that, you know, the majority of the fans would say, you know, they thought he had to go. The chairman was in town. He must have had a look at it and think enough is enough. You know, we've got to have to go a change of direction. We've spent quite a bit of money. We've got some really good players. Pretty sure that he must have gone into the background and find out what, you know, the thoughts were from people in and around the team, because, you know, I think sometimes that is important as well, that you get a feel of, you know, what's going on. Is everybody still on board? When you get a performance like the one they have against a very good side, it still came as a little bit of a surprise to me, but, you know, I think it was inevitable, and I think Tony himself resigned himself that it was going to happen.
Yes, from what he said, you got the feeling he knew. There was a sense of inevitability about it all. And where he goes now will be interesting, because Swansea are in dire straits and he's on the market now. There's a number of clubs at the bottom have changed their manager to try and stay in the big league and get the money. Albion have decided he's not the man. So the question is, who is? And you mentioned they've got some really good players. Is the squad that good? Do you think a new manager can come in and have Albion moving up the table pretty quickly?
It's always difficult. You know, a new manager comes in, you always hope and think that there's going to be a reaction from the players. You know, is the new manager going to come in and play a completely different system? You know, what you shouldn't forget is that these players have been drilled, you know, to play the way that they have been playing for the last two and a half years. So, you know, a new manager coming in with completely different ideas is not going to change things overnight. Yeah, the players might start enjoying things that little bit more again. But I think to implement something that is a little bit more attacking-minded is probably going to take time. So, you know, next week against Spurs, you know, I think a lot of people will see that as a free game, as we call it. Nobody expects anything. They go there. Hopefully by that time, they'll have done some homework. They'll have done some interviews with people. And, you know, the sooner they can get somebody in early on in the week, it gives them a longer time to work, you know, on what they want to do. But to change the style from what they have been doing, I think will take longer than a week, 2 weeks to implement that.
Well, Roy Hodgson has come in at Crystal Palace. He's won one game, but they're still stuck at the bottom. Yeah. Moyes has had one game, lost it away at Watford. Everton are still searching for a manager. Pellegrino at Southampton coming under pressure. Clement at Swansea under big pressure. The candidates that are out there, Michael O'Neill, who's been managing Northern Ireland. Martin O'Neill's name mentioned to me today, managing the Republic at the moment, but has been in club management. Craig Shakespeare, Derek McInnes, who was a former captain, of course. The fans loved him when he was there, but he's not managed in the Premier League. Sam Allardyce, his name will crop up every time a managerial position is there. And Koeman, so any of those floating your boat?
I think Derek has, you know, done a really, really good job in Scotland. He came down to manage Bristol City. Wasn't a great success. Shaky took over at Leicester, got the bullet after 8 games. If you look at the squad and you look at the style, then you probably think the most obvious choice would probably be Allardyce, you know, because he won't have to change that much. He'll work with the players that are there. You know, yeah, they might be a little bit more direct, probably work a little bit on analysing things and see where they can improve. To get them out of the mire, that might be the obvious choice. But it just depends what they want to do. If West Brom think that with the players that they've got, they can attract somebody that is going to change the way they play, you know, for the foreseeable future, not just in the next couple of weeks, you might look at somebody like Michael Laudrup or Ronald Koeman, who's earmarked to take the Dutch national job, by the way. So it's going to be interesting. We've seen a lot of influx of people into the Premier League who've done some really good things. You know, it just depends which way they want to go. Is it going to be a short-term thing where they say, well, we appoint somebody like Allardyce till the end of the season and we evaluate it from there? Or are they saying, we're going a different way, like Wolves did in the summer, you know, a completely different manager? Yeah, it might take some time, but we think we're going to be good enough to stay up.
If they appoint before the end of the year, it'll be the 7th manager in 7 years. And Pulis was there nearly 3 years. He's the longest-serving manager since Tony Mowbray. Yeah. But Albion, would you say in real danger of relegation?
It's still a long way to go, but I think they need to make the right appointment to stay out of trouble. But a point above the drop zone, you have to say, at this moment in time, with the game that is going up, you know, they might be in the relegation zone. And psychologically, you don't know what that's going to do to that squad, to that group of players.